Welcome back to the Greg Tisch Show here on Freedom 93.3. Would I lie to you? No, I don't have to lie to you because you know it's cold outside. This is the coldest Saturday we've had all year. Does that count?
I don't know, man, but it's freezing.
This is one of the things. I mean, how long are you allowed to say this is the first of the year? This is the first time this has happened this year.
Right.
I mean, did we cut it off today or should we have cut it off yesterday on Friday?
I do remember a couple weeks ago there being a night where it got in the 30s, but
that was last year, man.
That's
that was
true.
Last
you're
year.
Right, you're see, right. I keep forgetting it's 2017.
It's 2017. Now, 2016, I had a good 2016. I mean,
overall, I think I had a pretty awesome 2016 as well.
And I sat down and I did a little top 10 list about the show, about you know things that happened in 2016.
Gotcha.
About the show.
Fire away.
These are in no order except 1 through 10. But, you know, number one is not number one. Number one's just number one because it's all...
You thought of it first? Yeah.
I mean, our most popular guest last year was Matt Thompson from For the Table and Madison Social and everything.
Gotcha.
He came in and talked a lot. We enjoyed it. I love having Matt on all the time. Now, Sam, her favorite guest of 2016 was Eric Lou Allen.
Okay.
Lulu came in and blew her doors off. She was so impressed that right when we finished that show, she's like... Can he just host the show?
why? She did it.
No, you can ask her. She fell in love with Lulu. She absolutely loved him. Now, my favorite guest, I mean, I loved them all, but my first guest was Dr. Ed Moore. And Ed, I hope your surgery went well on Thursday and hope you're out of the hospital. But Ed was my first guest. Now, my favorite guest, I mean, I loved them all, but my favorite guest, I've got to go with Dr. Ed Moore because Ed was my first guest. I mean, Ed, hope you're doing well after surgery. You had surgery on Thursday, and wanted to have you in today, but you're like, I'm a little under the weather still. So my most mentions, who we mention the most, it's kind of a tie. Oyster City Brewing and Proof Brewing, because just about every show, we mentioned them almost every show last year. Even had Alan Truesdale from Proof came in, and we sampled some beers once we left the studio, and they were just absolutely fabulous. Now, my favorite topic, we had the literacy volunteers in North Florida come in, and we had no idea what we were going to talk to them about. We were just, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? And it turned out to be the best interview that we had on topic. It was heartwarming what those guys do. Biggest surprise, and that was to me, was the opening of the show, is when we had Sam, she's like, hey, me and John have worked on a new opening. Do you want to hear it? And I was like, no, I'll just hear it live. And so now you hear the new show opening, which I had nothing to do with, but it's very...
John is awesome at creating sound bites for all the shows here at Freedom.
My biggest regret on the show was one of the first shows we did. This girl from Vanderbilt, she wrote a letter, or she wrote an article in her school paper up there about she didn't know how much she loved Tallahassee until she left Tallahassee. But her talking about Tallahassee and how much she loved it was her ragging on Tallahassee. So I read the article and then pretty much slammed her. And I shouldn't have done that. And I feel so bad about it. I felt bad when I was listening to it on the air. I was like, I shouldn't have done this. She has her opinion. She's a kid, you know. She's there. And it's just crazy. But my favorite event of 2016, 4th of July weekend, and that was a lot of fun because I was down on the island. I was down in Apalachicola, and my next guest is live via phone. So, Pat, you there?
I'm here, Greg.
What's up, brother? I was just saying that my favorite event last year was 4th of July weekend down on the island and down in Apalachicola, Apalachicola, because Apalachicola did their 3rd of July fireworks. Very family-friendly, a lot of fun. But then later on the night, we would head over the bridges to St. George and have a lot of fun with you guys at Harry A's.
It was a lot of fun. It's always fun 4th of July weekend. Really do enjoy the holidays.
Now,
and it was here for that weekend, too.
It was a lot of fun. A lot of fun. Now, if people aren't familiar with Harry A's, give a little explanation about Harry A's. I'm sure a lot of people in the Tallahassee area and the Panhandle area and down in Franklin County, they've been to your place, but if maybe they haven't for some reason. Tell them a little bit about Harry A's.
Well, Harry A's is one of the oldest bars, I think we've been here the longest on St. George Island, which is a great place to come and enjoy, and the nightlife and the music. We do live bands on the weekend and karaoke during the week, and we have a lot of fun here. A lot of events a lot of things going on usually on the island.
Now, one of the things that people don't necessarily associate Harry A's with, I mean, I do because I'm smart, but a lot of people, they just may think you're just a bar. But you got some damn good food in there, too.
Well, we try. Nothing too fancy. Just something that, you know, good-tasting food is what we try to do here.
You're listening to The Greg Tisch Show here on Freedom 93.3. On the phone with me, Pat Kelly from Harry A's down in St. George Island. Now, I'm coming down there next weekend. Wait, 2 weeks.
Coming 21st.
Down there. 21st, coming down. And tell me, why are you bringing me down there?
We are having a onesie party. Our first annual onesie party at Harry A's.
That's going to be awesome.
That's awesome.
So when I heard my bartender said, you know, we have to have a onesie party, and it just sounded perfect, and it's something that would fit perfect with Harry A's, just something unusual. So, and getting a lot of great response from it. It's going to be a really fun night.
It really is. When I first saw it on Facebook, and I was like, you've got to be kidding me. This is an incredible idea. A onesie party. If you don't know what a onesie is, look it up. It's just what Ralphie wore in A Christmas Story.
Right. It's just pajamas. You got to love them.
But there's so many styles of them out there now. They're just everything that you can buy. Go ahead, Pat.
So everyone's out looking for their perfect onesie. It's a lot of fun just even just shopping. So
Have you found your perfect onesie yet?
I think I did. I think I found a Broncos one that I definitely want to get and buy.
That'll be a lot of fun. So tell everybody out there about what's taking place on the 21st.
Well, we're going to have Custard Pie. It's going to be the band we'll be playing. Greg Tisch will be down here emceeing and DJing in between the sets. And at the end of the night, we'll have a contest to see who has the best one day. We're going to have some games we're going to be playing, some drink specials we'll be doing. Right, there's a $100 grand prize for best onesie.
Really?
Go shop it and get something, you know, that's going to win a $100 prize.
Now, just because it's off-season down there doesn't mean that we're not going to have a lot of fun this off-season down there. And this is a great way to, I guess, kick off 2017.
It's a perfect way. There's nothing else going on right now. Football's ending. Things are slowing down. I think it's a great time to relax and just have a great party.
Football's ending for a lot of teams like Terras, Broncos, not for my Patriots. We still have a lot of football to go.
Yeah, well, I'm saying we're still Super Bowl champions of last year. Not this year, but last year.
Defending.
Descending champions.
That's right. I forgot you're a Broncos fan also. So, Pat, thank you for taking some time out with us. Go shopping for onesies. Go to the Harry A's Facebook page and tell everybody about you'll learn more about the event. So, brother, thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Greg, and we'll see you on the 21st.
We'll see you soon. We'll see you then, if not sooner.
All right,
brother. What do you think? You like that idea?
That is probably the coolest party idea I've heard of in a long time.
And have you been down to Harry A's before?
I have not, actually. Not being a native of Tallahassee, I really haven't explored much of the surrounding area, but I've definitely heard a lot about St. George's Island, and I got to check it out.
Oh, it's a cool place. It's a lot of fun. There's the area, even going to Apalachicola, Carabel, that whole little Nature's Coast or Forgotten Coast that's in there, it's great. And I know we have them on all the time. People from that area, I can't wait for this.
Right.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Sounds like it's going to be a blast.
And then I guess my Patriots will play the next day.
Ooh.
And then it'll just go on from that.
Keep going, baby.
It'll be good. Hey, thanks for coming in today.
No worries, man.
I had a lot of fun. Always fun. You listen to The Greg Tisch Show here on Freedom 93.3. Hope you have a rock and roll hoochie coo weekend. Stay warm. Find somebody to snuggle with. Ladies, if you need somebody to snuggle with, look me up on Facebook.